Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. All right, thank you for tuning back into this Friday edition of the Back to the Bible radio broadcast. And we're going to be looking at John chapter 15 today, speaking about I am the true vine. We're going to look at the connection to the vine. We're going to look at the cleansing of the vine. And then we're going to look lastly at the constant flow of the vine. I'm thankful, praise God, that we have the Lord, and He's been so good to us, and He's good to our churches, and good to God's people. Hope you'll enjoy the broadcast as you listen. Amen. While we look at the Lord's vineyard, I want to read John chapter 15, verse number 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. In order to recognize, friend, today, the relationship to the vine, you must first know who the vine truly is. The word I in this verse is no doubt referring to the Lord Jesus Christ. But He said that my Father is the husbandman. I question what that word husbandman really meant. So I begin to look it up. Noah Webster said this about that husbandman. It said that he was a farmer, a cultivator or a tiller of the ground, one who labors in tillage. But then he gives a different definition from another culture. He says that this word husbandman means the master of a family. Boy, isn't that our Lord today? Amen. I got to thinking about who God is and how big our God is. Amen. And that connection that we have to God. You say, what kind of connection do you have, preacher? Well, He's the master of all. He's the master of heaven and earth. He's master of man and beast. He's master of fish and bird. He's God, the God who is head of all things. He's a master of all of our family. Amen. That's who He is. He's the originator of all things today. Amen. I'm telling you this evening, I thank God, praise the Lord, that He is. I've got a connection, hey, to the Father. Amen. I'm thankful that I got a connection to the vine, the Lord Jesus Christ. But then in verse number 2, we find that to every branch in me that beareth not fruit, He taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, He purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. The Lord, while speaking of His vineyard, uses this phrase, in me, He says. Now, may I say this to you, that He is certainly speaking of folk who have been saved with the grace of God, people who have a relationship with Him. So all of this prompts this question, what does the vine represent? Well, the first thing that there seems to be a solid connection to the vine, in other words, you must be mated, grafted, attached to the vine in some way. You say, preacher, how can I be attached to the vine? Well, there's only one way that you can be attached to the vine. He says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, in verse number 5, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. So this connection is not possible without the Lord Jesus Christ. How can it be possible to have a branch if there's no vine? What would happen if to the production of the fruit if there was no vine? Well, how important the vine is, friend, to the success in the vineyard. Now, I think there's a lot of people today trying to operate without God, trying to operate without Jesus, trying to operate without the Holy Ghost, and it just cannot happen, amen. There must be a connection. So now, notice this, that phrase, in me. It's around 6 times within these verses that Jesus uses the phrase, in me. So why is it so important that we are to be connected to Him? And who are we connected to? Well, we're connected to the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, there's plenty of people who are in church, plenty of people who's worshiping something, but there is only one way to be connected to the vine, the true source, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Now this, you have to have a connection. The vine, this connection to the vine is made, number one, when a sinner is convicted of sin. They recognize who they are. Then number 2, they hear the call for them to come to Christ. There's a drawing power that comes to them, that comes to those that are lost. And I remember the night when I got saved with the grace of God. I didn't know much about church. I was pretty young when I got saved, but I remember the drawing power of the Holy Ghost. That night the Lord seemed to prick my soul and then attract me to Him, and there was a drawing power. My heart began to pound, and all of those things, my conscience began to bother me. So there must be a draw. Then there must be a response to that call. I could have stood there with that conviction. I could have stood there and let those things pass, but I responded to the call. And boy, so when I responded to the call, boy, that's when we accept the Lord by faith. After that, there's a response to that call. And boy, once I had accepted Christ and I asked Him to be my Lord and Savior, boy, I got up and I told the world, hey, what Christ had done for me and how that He had became my Savior, He had became my Lord. When Jesus is Lord, then there's a relationship that has been made, amen. I want to speak to you secondly about this thought, the cleansing of the vine's branches. The Bible said there in verse number 2, every branch in me that beareth not fruit is taken away, and every branch that beareth fruit, He purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. That phrase, taketh away, boy, that's an important word. That phrase refers to the lifting or raising higher. In other words, it's referring to a branch where the leaves have fallen into the dirt, and maybe the rain has beat down on it, and the wind has pressed upon it, and it's got down into the dirt, and it's dirty, and so the leaf cannot absorb the light, and so if the leaf cannot absorb the light, then it can't get the nutrients that it needs to the branch, and the branch becomes withered. So when the branches are low on the ground, they cannot effectively bear fruit. And so the same is true for the believer. How can we be a light if we're on the ground? How can we reflect the Lord, the Lord's brightness and the Lord's glory? And boy, how can we be a shining light for the vine if we're dirty? An old man told me one time, he said that God cannot use a dirty vessel. I find that to be true in my life, amen. So these leaves must be picked up, and these branches must be picked up out of the dirt and brought to the top, and they must be cleaned, and they must be washed. You say, preacher, how does that process happen? We're washed by the water, by the word. Then thirdly, let me give you this thought as we close. There must be a connection to the vine, and there must be a cleansing of the vine. But lastly, there must be a constant supply from the vine. The Bible said in verse 4, abide in me and I in you, and as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. That word abide is used 11 times in John chapter 15, verses 1 through 11. What does it mean to abide? Well, it means this. It means that to keep in fellowship with Christ so that His work can work in and through us and produce fruit. Think about it this way. How can the branch bear fruit if there is no supply? How can there be fruit if the branch is not in shape? Well, this speaks to us about the supply of the vine. Boy, I'm thankful of the good Holy Ghost, amen. The Holy Ghost of God that seems to bring, I think that's speaking directly about the Holy Ghost. How many times that we have so often tried to operate outside the Holy Ghost. I remember what H.A. Ironside said one time. He was preaching about, and he was talking about a young man, a young pastor who had taken his first church. And he said it was just out of seminary, and he had much confidence in his ability. He had graduated with honors, and everybody felt sure that he was going to be the second Henry Ward Beecher. The people were watching him as he entered the pulpit with an air of self-importance. He read this text, and the whole sermon was gone from him. He read the text again, but he could not recall the message. It was all gone. The message had left him. And boy, he was trying to figure out what to do. So he bowed his head and walked down the stairs and looked sad. And he bowed down on the ground. And there's an old man of the church, an officer of the church. He came to him and he said, laddie, if you had gone up the way that you came down, you might have come down the way that you went up. We so many times are filled with self-confidence. Amen. We are so banking on our efforts. We're so aware of how good we are that we miss the fact that we need that communion. We need that fellowship with the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you today, friend, we are in our state in our churches that are sad. We have operating now with all kinds of different means. We have the fun, we have the games, but yet we don't have the power of the Holy Ghost. And I believe that what this text is referring to is talking about that simple thing. Listen, we cannot, as a church, we cannot operate without outside the power of the Holy Ghost. Men, I want to ask you, when you get ready to go preach the gospel, when you get up to before the congregation, are you prayed up? Are you ready to go preach? Have you spent some time with God? Have you spent some time in the study? Have you thought about what God might bring for you for the day? I think about that man abiding in me. But boy, I thought about the constant supply of the Holy Ghost. God brings that supply to you, friend. When you're out there as a branch, you're out there and you're trying to do your best. You're trying to do what you can for God, and it seemed like, man, all around you, the wolves, the wiles of the devil, they're constantly fighting against you. They're constantly coming around you, trying to take you down. But I sure am thankful that, man, I've got somebody that's on the inside of me, amen. This constant supply was not external. It was on the inside. And like the Holy Ghost is a supplier. He supplies us with joy. He supplies us with peace. He supplies us with contentment. He supplies us with wisdom. He supplies us with strength. Amen. I can't do anything outside the Holy Ghost. We've got to have the Holy Ghost in our churches. We've got to have the Holy Ghost as a child of God. I've got to have the Holy Ghost navigating and guiding me and helping me. And I'm thankful for that. The Holy Ghost not only does those things, but He also, man, protects you from danger that might come externally. We think about that vine. We think about, man, the branch. We think about the internal things. Well, I sure am thankful. Listen, while you can't see Him on the outside, He is working on the inside. Amen. Our choir sings a song, Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Amen. Boy, what a blessing that thing is. Amen. And I'm thankful that, man, He got on the inside of me. I'm glad He abides in me. You think about this when you get discouraged, when you get down and out, amen, and you think you can't go another mile, can't go another journey. Aren't you glad of the Holy Ghost, amen? Aren't you glad that the Holy Ghost is there to strengthen you and supply you with what you need? Hey, friend, I want you to remind you today, He's a constant supply in the vine. Boy, I'm thankful for this also, but the vine and also the branches, the constant supply, it's all the time flowing in. You can't have fruit without the vine, but you can't have fruit without the flow either. You can't have fruit without the supply. And I'm thankful that, man, internally, you take a vine and you cut it. If you cut it, my granddaddy used to have some small little vine out there. It's an old grapevine, and I watched him one time. That thing got nicked, and somehow or another, I think he hit it with a weed eater or something, and man, that thing just started oozing. It had all kinds of water coming out of it, and I remember him taking a rag and going out there and wrapping that rag around that vine, and he was protected. He was putting a covering upon it. And that bark is that covering. Now, I tell you, friend, when it comes to that branch, boy, you don't see that supply until something happens, amen. But boy, when that branch gets nicked a little bit, and that branch gets to, man, just gets maybe tapped a little bit and broken some, I'm glad, praise God, there's an oozing out, amen. There's a covering that takes place to get that bark of protection back upon you. Hey, the Holy Ghost is still there, friend. He still wants you to have communion with Him. He still wants you to have fellowship with Him. And I want to say today, before we close, if you need Him today, all you got to do is call out and ask Him to forgive you. Call out and ask the Lord to restore your faith. Call out and ask God to help you and to protect you and to be a constant supply in your life. Listen, you need a connection today. Ask Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior. If you need a cleansing today, ask the Lord to cleanse you through the washing of the water by the Word. We thank you today. We appreciate you tuning in to the radio broadcast. It's been a blessing. Hope you have a great day. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at HooperscreekBaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.